Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. I'm Charles Firth. And once again, please welcome back Andrew Hansen.
Oh yes, I'm back here on the pod without Dom Knight. This is The Chaser Report without Dom Knight. So yes. Please do keep listening. Yes. Although he's coming back, I think, isn't he? Is he eventually returning or am I now taking over full time? Or
no, we've got some bad news. We just found out today that he's coming back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The fans of non-Dom episodes will be shattered.
Yeah.
Sorry, bad news.
Well, I think that's pretty much every listener, isn't it?
God, you're very cruel about it. The host is not here. Hey, Charles, I'm this afternoon gearing up to host my five-year-old's birthday party. Well, she's going to turn six very soon.
Oh, yes, right, okay. That's nice.
It's not nice. No, it's not. Well, they're lovely.
Aren't they lovely at that age?
The party preparations are not nice.
Yes.
They're not nice at all. It's the most stressful, horrible thing
that
she's ever gone through, for one thing.
Yes.
I mean, she's miserable. She's absolutely miserable. Oh,
why?
All day.
Why?
Because of all the potential things that could go wrong, you see. I didn't realise that this is what happens with kids' birthday parties.
Has she inherited your neuroses?
I think so, yes. With certain types of kids, and especially with COVID kids, it's all about, oh, but what if it rains? What if what if nobody turns up? What if Nan doesn't come? What if the party bags aren't ready? What if I lose my clothes? What if the playground has been replaced by a property developer? Which is, I mean, they're all quite likely things,
you know,
that may happen.
Especially because you live in Victoria. Like, what if the government imposes a months-long lockdown?
Yes, I know it could happen at any minute.
Does that mean she's missed out on the last few birthdays because of COVID? Like,
yeah, most Victorian kids haven't had a birthday party in about 3 years, Charles. Yeah.
Jesus, okay.
You just sort of have a little thing at home where you quietly sit, you know, just mummy and daddy and the kids.
In your hovel.
Now, look, I thought I would bring along, you know, because I needed to plan this children's party with my wife. And she did it all, thank God.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I tried to help by looking up some tips on the internet.
Oh, no.
And there's some great tips I'm going to share with you that I discovered on various internet articles.
This is useful to me as well because my son is turning 12 on Saturday.
Oh, and, well, coincidence.
And we've got a party planned. But we actually learned long ago what you should do is you should outsource it to somebody else.
Can you do that?
The whole key, it costs money, but it's much better to just, go and do a structure. Like, we're going 10-pin bowling. Oh, you don't have to bother with anything.
Oh, okay. So you just book the venue and they
exactly.
They do everything.
There's no you don't have to go to effort.
I see what you mean.
Your loved one.
All right.
You know.
But for those who can't afford to do that.
Yes.
So party bags, that's the first thing.
Like, oh, right, yes.
What the
yes.
hell do you put in those things, right? What do you put in party bags? I got some suggestions. These are real suggestions from children's, parenting websites. For things that you could put in party bags. So mostly I assume there's American websites. Well, one thing that kids might apparently want to take home in the party bag is a game of Uno. So you could buy a separate game of Uno. This is the most expensive.
What?
Most expensive party game. Yeah, for every child at the party, they ought to have a packet of Uno.
That's insane. That's like a $30 card game.
Yeah, one for each kid. You wouldn't do that?
No, definitely not.
But at least Uno's fun, because here's another suggestion, equally unaffordable. What about every child receives a science kit?
What, in the little lolly bag?
Yes, they're talking about that, yeah. Besides, I mean, for one thing, how the science kit's not going to fit in a lolly bag, is it?
Who wrote these suggestions? Like Jeff Bezos or something?
yeah, this is what I like to do with my children. Yeah. Look, if they're too expensive, what about some fun ideas? Can I hit you with some
ideas that
a child might like to have in a party bag? What about a stress ball?
Well, actually, Can I be honest and say my kids love stress balls? What? I think that's a very
You're
good
You're kidding idea. Me. What, were they, yes. What do they do with them?
Well, they just squish them.
They just really squishing the ball.
You know, because, well, you got to realize I put my kids to work for 8 hours a day. So, so they're very stressed at work.
Need to de-stress.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, they come home.
Oh, well, that kind of makes sense. Well, all right. Yeah. Okay. I accept that a stress ball is huge fun for your children. Mm. What would your children think if they were given a party bag and in it was, this suggestion, a lanyard? Do you think they have a good time with a lanyard? Is that a fun thing for
That's
them?
Sort of genius, I reckon, because you know how you always end up with lanyards?
You've got one in your pocket. You've always got one from some event that you don't even remember attending.
If you ever go to the ABC, they give you a lanyard, which you're supposed to hand back.
Oh, of course,
at the
every
end.
Official building that I
and
ever
And then you
go
never
into,
hand it back
yes,
and you end up with
I
a,
end up with a huge, like a great big plastic yes. card with a massive loop.
I think that's genius because it looks like adulty and meaningful. And people can go around pretending they're from Channel 7 News or Channel 9.
Yes, or the CSIRO.
CSIRO. Like, doesn't that feed into your child's imagination?
Here's one you could do. I wonder what my turning 6-year-old kid would think if she was given a small pot with a succulent in it. Do you think... what would your son... Would your son love that?
No, he wouldn't at all. Like,
he wouldn't have his face suffused with joy. Daddy, look! I got a succulent.
I mean, unless your child was 60 years old.
Oh, that's true.
My mum likes succulents. Well, she's like, she'd like this lovely it. Succulent.
Yeah, my mum would, yes. wouldn't mind that in a party.
What's
bag,
the thing? Is it because, like, what is the actual, like, where?
There was no explanation, I'm afraid, on this website. It just said that that's
Mate,
what,
you
that's
know what I think? It wasn't sponsored by a succulent. Plant
oh,
company,
you're too cynical.
It?
You're a cynical capitalist. No, this was a well-meaning parent blog, okay?
Oh, okay.
But they just want to make the party good. Yeah. Well, now, the other thing, I don't know how do you deal with this, Charles, but giving the party a theme. I mean, I didn't even know the party had to have a theme.
I think that's a very good idea.
You think it should?
Definitely. We've always had themed parties. Definitely,
what,
yes.
What themes have you had?
Well, the best party we ever had was Angus wanted to have a Star Wars themed party.
Yeah.
And I dressed up as Darth Vader. My wife dressed up as Princess Leia. And it was pretty cool.
That would work. As long as Jar Jar Binks wasn't there, I suppose it would be a good party.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
But I just remember that by far the funnest part of that party was, because I had a whole, you know, like, mask and everything like that. It was out in the park, and they were quite young. They were like 3 or 4 years old.
3 or 4. They were into Star Wars.
I scared all the kids. Like, I would just go, I am Darth Vader. Yes. I am going to kill you.
Kids are not supposed to watch Star Wars, Charles, until they're about 8.
Well, what do you use when you want to work or something like that? You just use the TV. You put the TV on.
Yeah, but I don't
on.
Show them frightening science fiction movies. I just show unicorns and rainbows and things like that. They're tiny children. Well, you
are. So you should have a Bluey themed party then. Surely that's the only party that's allowed.
It's, they're only Bluey or Frozen. There's no other. No such thing as anything.
Oh, Frozen. You had Frozen. Didn't
well,
you?
No. I mean, look, we haven't actually. And today's my daughter's party has no theme because I didn't know we were supposed to have one until I started researching this bloody thing.
What about you have a theme party involving that well-known literary character, what's his name? Fred Sharkey.
Don Quixote?
What's the one, what's your books called?
Oh, my books, my own books. Oh, yes, what a great idea, Bab Sharkey and the Animal.
Bab Sharkey, that's it, Bab Sharkey.
Why aren't there more Bab Sharkey and the Animal themed parties?
Have a Bab Sharkey themed.
There should be far more of those. Yeah.
With that well-known children's.
Well, I know, the beloved children's character. Well, I don't know why he's not as popular as Bluey. I really don't know.
And then you could put copies of Bab Sharkey in the lolly bag at the end.
We're in a remainder bin.
Wholesome literature on the way out the door.
Yes.
To go with the succulents.
What's the reason that you chose a Star Wars themed party?
No, look, I don't think, I think you're right. I think he hadn't probably watched Star Wars at that point, but it was sort of zeitgeisty and also, crucially, very easy to You can buy from Kmart Star Wars costumes for like $5, right? Like, or you know,
also buy non-scary costumes from Kmart, Charles. You could buy.
No, and but also no, and this is crucial because he was a boy, right? And boys love swords, right?
Oh, yes.
And so we made I think this is the actual reason why we did the whole theme was we saw on the internet this tip, just like you're reading out, which was to get the, you know, those long pool noodles, which only cost like $5 or something, and we cut them into about 3 or 4 pieces each pool noodle into 3 or 4 pieces, wrap some black, you know, gaffer tape around one end, turn them into lightsabers, and also, and they don't hurt at all because they're just made of floppy foam. And we gave every single person at the party, like it was like 12 kids, a lightsaber. And that was the party. That was the party done.
Yeah.
Because just for 2 hours, everyone was hitting each other with these lightsabers.
Now you tell me. Now you tell me. This is too late, this information. Okay, that's one way that you arrived at Star Wars, by a very, very roundabout route. Not no, it wasn't because my child was interested in Star Wars. It was affordable and involved
violence. Yeah.
Now, this blog says this. It says, your child's, and this is a real, eye-opener, your child's interests will help narrow down the party theme options. If they love animals, for example, a zoo party might be a perfect choice. I mean, who would have thought?
Oh, that's genius.
You should theme the party over something your child is interested in.
Because you're right. I didn't follow that advice.
You didn't follow
that advice. But it does seem very obvious. But
yes.
I wish I'd read that informative blog post.
Well, I'm telling you now. Now, here's
another
one. So
what does your child, what's your sort of 5-year-old, 6-year-old interested in?
She's interested. It's a list of girly things, you know. We haven't steered her towards girliness at all, but I asked her what she's interested in, and the answer was unicorns, rainbows, sparkles, love hearts, kitty corns, and puppy corns. You know, so that's what she's interested in. You know? I don't think
she's a girl or a boy. I can't quite work it out.
Yeah. Hey, don't get gendered on me. Yeah.
So, and how do you translate that into a party?
Well, we're just gonna set all the kids together and they can talk about rainbows.
Right. You know. And are you gonna have games? Are you gonna do parcel?
Look, no, it's too hard. Like you said, we haven't hired somebody to do this. So, no, we're just going to put them in a playground. We're going to go to a playground and say, there you go, have fun.
Yes, and because they're Victorian, they'll go, oh, my God, this is a novel experience.
They'll say, what's this? What is this place? Yes. I've never seen such a thing in my life. Well, if you're speaking of themes, here are some example themes that I found on the internet. One of them is, why not hold a 1980s-themed children's
why?
Party?
What?
Imagine my 6-year-old would be so thrilled to turn up to an 80s party.
You'd first of all have to explain to her the concept of the
1980s. Yes, of decades and history.
Yeah. But I think that's for narcissist parents, isn't it?
It clearly is.
So that's the sort of thing that Amanda and I would do.
It is. It is definitely what you would do. Like, it's like the Star Wars thing that you did. You know, it's for you. Yeah. It's not for the kids. It's for you.
And what would the 1980s themed party be? It would be full of, like, heroin junkies and...
cocaine. You dress the kid up in shoulder pads and they'd be wondering why you did that to them.
And it'd be all second wave feminism. So
a lot of that.
You'd claim that everyone was equal, but the boys would get everything.
I think a lot of that, yes. A lot of electronic drum kits would be played.
Yes.
But the kids might like that, actually. They might actually like that.
And you could get a Michael Jackson impersonator to come to the party.
Ooh. Risky. You're talking. That's hard. It depends which parts of his lifestyle they impersonate, I suppose. But that would be very.
Any other themes?
Yes. Get this for a steam. What about a STEM themed? A STEM themed birthday party for your children?
No.
Oh, they'd be thrilled. Yeah. All right. So, look, I think our two children's parties are sorted.
So when is her party? Is
this afternoon? It's going to be
this afternoon.
Yeah.
So can you come back and let us know like next week how it all went?
I will. I'll let you know how it panned out.
Our Gears from Road. We are part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.